In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. It is the KSRO Good Food Hour. Delighted to see you, Chef.
Well, it's good to see you. And it's cooler today. Oh, boy.
Oh, I think it's only
going to be 98 or something. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, the thermometer is going down a few degrees is fine with me. So starting several years ago, you started doing these very exciting culinary cruises, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. To several places, but especially to Alaska.
That's coming up?
Because it's a place I've spent a lot of time
at. You have been fishing up there, I think, for as many years as we've almost been doing the show. And this is the place where you will be cruising with a select group of KSRO listeners in just a while. Elise is with TravelWise, and she is putting together this cruise once again. Elise, welcome to the show.
I'm happy to be here.
This is pretty exciting. How many years have you and John been doing this Oceana cruise?
I think it's 3 years. We also had a little delay, of course, because of the pandemic. But I think it's been at least 3 years with Oceana. We have traveled with other cruise lines as well previously.
Wow. And have you been up to Alaska before?
We have been to Alaska before. It was such a memorable occasion that we thought that it would be nice to visit again, and also because it's close to home, and it's also a wonderful time of the year to travel to Alaska. The weather is better. It's perfect. And it's a little bit longer. It's 9 nights and 10 days instead of the usual 7 nights, 8 days.
Wow. And this is next September 2025, and these are how cruises are sold nowadays, because these trips, they sell out 6 months to a year in advance.
And the best part about confirming it in advance like we're doing is we get the best value, the best prices. I mean, it's starting at $27.99 a person for a 10-day cruise. And that's, you know, all your meals, most of your water, your drinks. It has a lot included with it.
Why don't you talk about what's included in the cruise?
Well, first of all, we always do exclusive cooking classes with Chef Ash. It's been the highlight of our trips, I believe, because we have these little cooking stations. Oceana has them, and there's actually going to accommodate 22 people for each culinary class. And he picks his recipes. We all have a little laugh. We usually have some wine, and we do course by course. Of course, it's set up for us, pre-measured. But they have actual cooking stations. You have an oven. You know, it's great. You have a stovetop.
Yeah, and John?
Well, I was going to say, it's also great because, you know, you can watch TV, you can watch people cooking, but there's something about doing it yourself. And then you get to consume it afterwards and decide if you like the dish.
So is this somewhat hands-on?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
I give them recipes and take them through it, and then they're on their own.
That's fabulous. So a chance to cook with Chef John Ash. What else, Elise?
Well, one of the things is you learn how to actually mix or whisk, and how you're doing it wrong, or how you should be adding or cooking further, and it's just, you know, you learn a lot, little tricks of the trade, should I say. But it's all wonderful. We also do a welcome cocktail reception, and we're going to do a wine and food pairing dinner, which once we have a winery, which we're working on, we'll be doing the wine in each course. The fun part is we always add something extra during it. But let me tell you about the itinerary as well. It's very easy because we leave from Seattle. And it's Seattle round trip, so we can take an easy flight. There's flights now, Santa Rosa to Seattle. We are going to visit Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, Sitka, and Victoria. And we're not just there for half the day. We're in Ketchikan from all day, from 8 a.m. to 6, Juneau's from 12 until 11 p.m., Skagway is 7 to 6, and Sitka 8 to 5, and Victoria 1 to 11. And the best part, we're also cruising Hubbard Glacier on one of the days, which is a fabulous place. Because you never know when the ice is going to make these sounds or crash, and plus to see the wildlife that's there.
Well, it's great. Well, and the other thing that makes this really special is the cruise line that we're going on, Oceana, who I think is the finest cruise line in the world. They're small ships. They're not, you know, you've heard recently about these ships that we can take 10,000, you know, which just sounds like a nightmare to me. There are a small number of passengers. Their culinary godfather is Jacques Pepin. So he's influencing what they're doing and all of that stuff. In fact, there's one of the specialty restaurants on board is called Jacques. You can get some of his special dishes too.
Oh, very highly valued as far as cuisine goes for Oceana. And this is one of their small luxury ships, only 1,250 people, which is small in the cruise industry nowadays.
Yeah.
So, Elise, if people want to find out more about this, what are the opportunities that we have?
Well, we will be having a mixer on Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 25th, at Total Wines in Santa Rosa, and it's 2705 Santa Rosa Avenue. We'll be starting at 5:30 to 7:30, and we'll have our rep from Oceana. We'll be doing a little bit of display, so you can see the rooms, you can learn a little bit more, you can ask more questions, and we'll be having a special additional offer if someone comes and wants to confirm within a week. We're going to be giving away a beverage package, meaning it means extra bottles of wine. And although you do get your, wine is included, gratuities is included, but you do get extra bottles, which you can keep in your room, which is great, or drink when you like.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. So that's this Thursday from 5:30 to 7 at Total Wines in Santa Rosa.
Where is Total Wine?
It's at 2705 Santa Rosa Avenue.
Okay, got it.
It's next to REI in that, area.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, so beautiful
it's
new
right
store.
Over there. Yeah, and they have a nice, when you come into Total Wines, you go to the rear, and there's a little, like a classroom style. It's wonderful. It's very easy. You can sit. We'll have some snacks. We'll have a little nibbles. Of course, you can taste some of the wines that they bring out, and we'll have more education about it. But it's a fabulous cruise. And, you know, the good thing about Oceana is all your specialty restaurants are included. You do not pay extra.
Yeah.
So you can have a mix of a steakhouse, an Asian cuisine. You can have, like Jacques, that Chef Ash said.
John?
Well, what I would say is sign up early and then sign up for those specialty restaurants because they do fill up. I mean, you can always eat in the ship's dining room, which is also really extraordinary. But if you do want to do a specialty thing, there is, Elise mentioned, there's Asian, there's Italian, there's so whatever you're...
So do put a little entry on your Google Calendar now.
July.
This is in September 9th through the September 18th, 2025 on the Oceana Riviera, because there's so many competing things going on. You'll probably forget about it, but there's going to be more opportunities to go to Total Wines and learn about this cruise. And John, you're going to be coming to a couple of these meet and greets.
Yeah, in case you want to ask questions.
So the first one is July 25th. That's 5:30 to 7 at Total Wines and More on Santa Rosa Avenue, right next to REI. And Elise, you will be there to talk about the cruise.
I will be there. I will answer questions. I'll have some of my team, and we'll have my rep from Oceana. You can ask Oceana-style questions a little bit more in depth. If I don't have the answer, I know she does. But we love this ship. We've done this, and it's a great cruise line. The food is spectacular, and it's a perfect match for Chef Ash.
So we don't need to pre-register for this? We can just show up?
You can show up, or if you'd like, you can contact me. It's nice to have a head count so we know how much nibbles to bring. You can contact me at 707-935-WISE. That's 935-9493. Or you can always send an email to Cruz at travelwise.net.
And that's again, is it TRAVELWIZE?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Elise. Sure. We'll be hearing a lot more about this. We have a lot of time before next September to chat about
actually,
this.
Actually, not so much.
Well, not so much, I know, before you know it'll be here. So do act on it and consider putting this on your travel plans of 2025. Thanks, Elise. Good talking.
Well, thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
You bet.
Have a great day.
Our pleasure. It is the KSRO Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash, and you have a special cooking class coming up, John, which we will tell listeners about. There's still a few seats available. That's coming up next.
It's your radio buddy, Jimmy Failla, inviting you to please join me for Fox Across America.
Which loser do I vote for?
Now weekdays, 3 to 6 on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa has been taking excellent care of patients for over 30 years.
There's such a difference between doing things to people and taking good care of patients. And I've been blessed in my practice to be surrounded by people who know the difference.
Dr. Chernoff likes to use the term your natural best when advising patients on what procedures to have.
Our nicest compliment is always to create their aesthetic improvement such that no one ever knows that they've had it done. And that means creating a natural appearance, never a done appearance, never a pulled appearance.
He not only trains doctors and nurses nationwide, but also ensures his staff receives training to the same high standards.
I am proud to be referred to as a pioneer in the field of aesthetics because we have been deeply involved in the research and development of many techniques, both non-surgical and surgical.
Check the specials and services at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Honey, we need to make reservations for Buckley for our vacation. He loves going to daycare at Paradise Pet Resorts. Let's see if they have room for boarding.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier to leave him, knowing they'll take care of him like he's their own.
Paradise Pet Resorts will take great care of your furry family member. You get to go away, and your pet gets a vacation. See for yourself on the webcams. Just download the app and look at all those wagging tails.
Dogs are pack animals who don't do well left alone all day. They need plenty of mental and physical exercise, as well as lots of opportunities to play, sniff, explore, and socialize. Doggy daycare is a practical solution for keeping your dog stimulated, as opposed to chewing, digging, and barking when you're not home.
Pets prefer Paradise. Pet tested, pet approved. Book now for boarding and daycare. Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park in Santa Rosa. ParadisePetResorts.com.
North Bay Honor Flight is a Santa Rosa-based nonprofit whose mission is to transport our local veterans to visit their memorials in Washington, D.C. at no cost to the honored veteran. The goal is to honor the service of our Vietnam, Korea, and World War II veterans and give them the warm and celebratory homecoming they deserved but never received. Right now, we need volunteers and donations. Please join us in giving our veterans one final tour with honor. Go to NorthBayHonorFlight.org. NorthBayHonorFlight.org.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Favorite guitarist from the 60s and 70s named Harvey Mandel. You know Harvey Mandel?
Well, not. There's a comedian, Harvey Mandel.
Now, this is the musician, Harvey Mandel.
So he's different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted. I wish I could do that.
It's beautiful. This is a song called Caperange, and it was recorded in 1969-70. It's been my sweet spot song for a long time.
Oh, great.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Steve Garner and Chef John Ash, so you're doing a special class and dinner this coming Thursday at John Ash and Company in Santa Rosa, along with the co-founder of Hog Island Oysters, and that's John Finger.
Yes.
It's from 6 to 9 this coming Thursday. We've just been informed there's a few spots left for the menu for the event. And it sounds like a great menu.
Well, what it is, it features recipes from our collective book, the Hog Island Book of Seafood. So recipes from that. And the interesting thing is, because the restaurant is under renovation, we're going to do it outside. So that's probably why there are a few extra seats, because, you know, get as many people there as you can.
I love it. So you can find more information and make a reservation. Call the restaurant, 707-575-7350. That's John Ash and Company. The menu is Hog Island Oysters on the half shell with the hogwash, followed by a shrimp laksa soup with rice noodles. That's coconut milk, zucchini, cilantro, green onions. And, of course, it's paired with a wine, a Brendel Chorus Cuvée Blanc Friuli blend from Napa Valley, a nice Italian variety.
Yeah, which I don't know, so it'd be interesting to try.
And then grilled salmon with Green Goddess dressing, which I understand the Green Goddess dressing is from San Francisco.
That's right.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
You wrote an article about that.
I did. It was named after a play that was in town then called The Green Goddess.
And on the side is mixed greens, avocado with a honey lemon vinaigrette. And that's served with a Cruz Fiano, a Russian River Valley, another Italian varietal, which I'm not familiar with. It's great to be exposed to these new wines. Followed by French cream with organic California fresh blueberries with a Prager area, and that's a white port from Napa Valley. What a great menu.
Yeah, it's simple, straightforward, you know, but delicious. I think these are some of my favorite dishes. So.
And this is all from the award-winning and James Beard a nominated book, The Hog Island Book of Fish and Seafood.
Yeah.
Great book that you wrote last year.
Yeah.
So call the restaurant. I think that's the best way to do it, is just call and reserve a couple seats for this coming Thursday, the 25th, with Chef John Ash and co-founder of Hog Island Oysters, John Finger. The number is 707-575-7350. Back after this, and we are celebrating because tomorrow is National Ice Cream Day.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Join Chef John Ash, the two-time James Beard Award-winning cookbook author, teacher, and host of the Good Food Hour, for an exclusive 2025 culinary cruise.
Set sail from Seattle and journey through breathtaking Alaskan scenery while learning new cooking techniques from Chef John Ash.
This exclusive cruise includes an intimate cooking class with Chef Ash himself, a welcome cocktail reception, and other special opportunities just for our group.
Imagine yourself cruising alongside glaciers, learning to prepare delectable dishes, and indulging in exquisite wine and food. Enjoy cruising on the ultra-premium cruise line Oceania aboard the Riviera. With just a 1,250 guest capacity, discover what small ship luxury truly means.
Want to learn more about the 2025 culinary cruise with Chef John Ash? Join us for a cruise mixer at Total Wines & More in Santa Rosa on Thursday, July 25th from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
That's July 25th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Total Wines & More in Santa Rosa. For more info or to contact TravelWise directly, go to this station's website and click on the cruise info.
It's summer in the North Bay.
Let ARS Roofing and Gutters ensure your home stays protected.
ARS is your premier choice for roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert. It's a community-driven force.
Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lime Foundation?
This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives.
But let's not forget about your roof needs.
ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you protected year-round.
More info at arsroofing.com.
ARS Roofing and Gutters, cultivating connections within our community year-round.
I'm KSRO's Dale Tresillos with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. High of 93 degrees today, 68 on the coast with sunny skies. Wind gusts going to be up to 20 miles an hour inland, over 35 on the shores. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 57 degrees, still a bit breezy. High of 90 then for tomorrow with mostly sunny skies, and then mid-90s for Monday and Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes. On FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9, KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, America's longest-running radio gardening and food program. And this is the food portion with Chef John Ash. Tomorrow, thanks to the wisdom and foresight of our former president, Ronald Reagan, who declared July National Ice Cream Month, he also declared tomorrow National Ice Cream Day. Regardless of how you feel about Ronnie Reagan, he did that, and we must be eternally great. Good for Ronnie.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd celebrate with a couple ice cream masters, Nimble and Finn's Handmade Ice Cream. Leandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you
you're
so much.
Leandra. Wait, you're Leandra.
I am.
Well, you're sisters, so I'm getting confused.
That's right.
And Jasmine.
That's me, yeah.
Okay, Nimble and Finn's. Who have you brought with us?
We have Lonnie and Nate from Big Spoon Sauce Company.
You must be Lonnie.
I'm Lonnie.
And also we have Nate over here. Nate. Hi, Nate. Welcome, Nate.
Yeah.
This is really cool to have all of you. Why are you with the Big Spoon chili sauce people, being ice cream people?
Well, Jasmine and I got our start at farmers markets in western Sonoma County, and right now we have two beautiful shop locations, and Big Spoon Sauce Company is a wonderful company that is making chili crisps, and they are currently still selling their sauces at farmers markets, and we wanted to bring them in for a collab, and we're making some amazing ice cream sandwiches with their chili crisp.
So who came up with that idea? I've never heard of such a thing. Chili, explain what chili crisp is.
Sure. So chili crisp is an oil-based condiment. It has its roots in Chinese cuisine, but we've sort of localized it and made our own version using Sonoma County produce and olive oil, which isn't traditional, but people seem to love it, and we love it. It's the best-tasting oil, in our opinion.
They have a limited release of Sweet Cheeks Chili Crisp that really spurred the idea for our collaboration too.
Yes.
So it's a product that has taken the country by storm, hasn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's definitely catching on.
When
we started making chili crisp in our own, just like for friends and family, and we brought it to Sonoma County when we moved here, it became very clear to us that Sonoma County was ready.
So how's it traditionally used?
Traditionally, it's used on Chinese food. So dumplings, noodles, scallion pancakes, things like that.
Uh-huh.
It's really good on takeout. However, we've come up with a line of chili crisp that we think goes really well on anything. And we've had customers tell us that they put our original chili crisp on ice cream all the time.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. So often that we decided for summer to make one that would really go excellent uh-huh. on ice cream.
How and many Chili Crisps varieties do you make?
We have four that we do year-round, and then we do a seasonal Chili Crisp once a season, featuring whatever our farmers are growing and whatever we want to highlight and whatever's tasting great. And the Sweet Cheeks Chili Crisp is one of those seasonals.
Sweet Cheeks.
Yes.
That's
we
cute.
We brought that here with us today, so, and that is what Leandra and Jasmine.
So it's sweet, obviously.
It actually has a little, it has around the same amount of sugar as our other Chili Crisp sauces, but the process that we've introduced mm-hmm. that sugar is different. We've candied the walnuts for this one. So you have little sweet chunks of walnut in every bite.
Yeah,
and
me.
So it goes amazing.
You're talking to the walnut
topping.
Candy right here. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
And a special shout out to Heron Fox Farms mm-hmm. for growing those walnuts, all organic. And they're a wonderful family farm. And Jasmine and I have known Heron Fox for our whole lives, too, also yeah. growing up in western Sonoma County.
So local walnuts?
Absolutely,
too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in they're
Chico
Northern California.
Area, yeah.
Chico.
Oh, that's...
But we got to know them working at the Sebastopol Farmers Market.
Years ago, John was with the headliner at the Chico Nut Festival.
Yeah.
Remember this? Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was fantastic. I remember yeah. you doing yeah. that. So how long have you been making the Chili Crisp?
We're in year four.
Year four?
Yes.
And how long have you been making ice cream?
Oh, let's see. Well, we've been making ice cream before we opened our shops. But let's see. Jasmine and I started at farmers markets in 2013. And we opened our first shop in the Guerneville Bank Club in 2015. Mm-hmm. Our second location in Historic Railroad Square, we opened in 2020. So,
but I first experienced your ice cream probably 7-8 years ago, maybe longer, at an ice cream cart.
There you
I
go.
Was at, I was at a friend's house who had a party at an Occidental.
Okay. Yeah.
And I saw this ice cream cart and I thought, what nimble, what is this? And I tried your ice cream for the first time. It must have been 2015 or 16,
sure.
something like that.
That makes sense.
And that was the first time I had it and I thought, oh, these gals are on to something.
So yeah. So what makes your ice cream different?
We really strive to showcase a lot of the local ingredients.
Uh-huh.
We can't take credit for all of it. The local farmers that are helping to make the dairy at Strauss. Let's see, what else? Local farmers.
We use local produce. And as Leandra said, Strauss Dairy for our ice cream. And so the ingredients, the yeah. high-quality ingredients
well,
are really
Strauss.
The focus. And that's what we saw in Big Spoon Sauce Company, too, where we really wanted to do a collaboration. Because it's really about using those best-quality local ingredients to make a chef's quality ice cream.
So give us a rundown of the flavors you offer. And I guess they change.
They change basically yeah. daily. So it depends on what farmers are bringing to market, what we can get from our local farmers. We do have a forever favorite, which is our lavender honeycomb.
No, you stop right there. I didn't know you were going to say this because my niece Barbara, who lives in Alameda, my wife and I's niece, she visits us about once a month, drives up. And the one, no negotiation, is we have to go to Nimble and Finn's
yep.
to get the lavender.
The lavender honeycomb.
And she
yeah.
said she was so thrilled to know that I was having you on the show today. She said, please tell them that my favorite flavor is the
lavender honeycomb. We hear yeah. that every day.
Okay.
So that one stays in the dipping case. Yep, the lavender honeycomb. And that's a lavender and honey ice cream with chunks of honeycomb candy swirled into it. We make the honeycomb candy. It gets a nice crunch, and it melts into the ice cream a little bit. It's really, truly delicious.
Do you
delicious.
Sell the honeycomb candy alone as
we
a standalone?
We do, and we brought it for the winner of the giveaway today. We brought
well,
a bag of it.
That winner's not going to see that.
Oh, oops. We should have brought a couple bags.
Okay, so you also make homemade candy?
We do. We make all of the candies and swirls mm-hmm. and cakes that we put into our ice cream as well. So it's from scratch there. Yeah.
The other thing that really makes our ice cream standalone is that we don't add stabilizers and preservatives and artificial colors or anything
emulsifiers,
like that.
Emulsifiers.
Nothing like that. So it, when you taste it, it's real clean ingredients. So
and you have a pastry background, don't you?
I worked as a breakfast pastry chef. So I have to make that clarification. I worked as a pastry chef, but it was at a coffee shop baking beautiful croissants and pastries. Actually, out in Duncan's Mills, a Gold Coast Coffee Company. Yeah. So that's a little confusing. I was a pastry chef, but not the kind of pastry chef I'm typically used to, probably.
Well, you have a background in pastry.
We're really self-taught chefs. Yeah. I think living in rural Sonoma County and Western Sonoma County, you know, when we wanted to eat something delicious, we had to make it. There was no option for takeout. And so
even getting ice cream home from the supermarket wasn't really an option. It would melt before you got there. So we started making all of that ourselves and using the beautiful Strauss dairy and the beautiful produce we can get from markets.
So who are Nimble and Finn?
We get that a lot. Nicknames of my two children. I have three children. Leandra has two children. The rest of them didn't get their names into the business name.
But. Oh, that's exciting. Their name. And how did Big Spoon come about?
Big Spoon came about the naming, or
the naming.
The naming. To be honest, Nate's mom, Wendy. Shout out to Wendy. She eats it out of the jar with a spoon. When we first started making our original batches, she didn't do that to make us happy. I think she really just liked eating it plain out of the fridge.
So we should get Nate on, shouldn't we? He's got a microphone here.
Oh, Nate. Yeah. Okay, Nate. Pass that over. Yeah. So Nate, your background not in culinary, is that correct?
Well, we both me and Lonnie have a background in we both have a background in restaurants and actually primarily beverage.
That's good.
Both of us.
You have a wine background or something?
My dad's a winemaker and wine educator in the Sierra Nevada foothills.
Oh, what's the label?
His own label is Lost Boys, Winery.
Lost Boys?
He and a bunch of friends kind of put together as a collaborative. It's more fun than commercial for them. But my dad also teaches wine classes at the local junior college and writes wine columns for the local papers.
So here you are from Sierra Nevada? Is that where you grew up?
From Sonora, California. So like Sierra Nevada foothills, north of Yosemite area.
And then you go back to Brooklyn and you meet partner?
We met in New York.
I'm sorry, honey, pardon me.
We met during grad school. We both met in the journalism program at Columbia University.
Cool.
Back in
2015, I can understand the connection between sauces and journalism. No.
You know, the Venn diagram is like all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you came back to California to continue the company, right?
Yes.
It wasn't a
company at that point.
Oh.
We started making it for ourselves in New York around like 2020, 2019, right before the pandemic. It was, you know, something we made for ourselves for our own kitchen table, really.
And where do you make these? In Occidental?
When we started making it as a company, when we launched Big Spoon, we were in Occidental. And we were making it in downtown Occidental at the Altamont General Store.
Oh, I should know that well.
And, so we were kind of moonlighting during their off hours, going in and producing as much chili crisp as we could while they were closed. And selling at the farmers markets, the Occidental Farmers Market and the Spassel Farmers Market and the Healdsburg Farmers Market were our like main three when we first started, and now we've grown and we produce it in a couple different kitchens depending on availability, and we are based in Sebastopol, so the Spassel Farmers Market is our home market, you could say. We don't have a brick and mortar, but we call it our storefront.
Can I tell you, the Sebastopol Farmers Market is one of the best farmers markets, I think, in the country.
Yes.
Agreed.
So is it available at retail at any standalone stores?
A few places, yeah. So one of them is sitting right here.
Both of our Nimble and Finn's locations, yep.
That was my lead-in.
We appreciate that. We, on the Nimble and Finn's merch shelves now, we have both the Sweet Cheeks, which is their limited release, and also their classic chili crisps. So those are available starting yesterday, actually.
So what's the limited release? What makes it limited?
It's very limited small in batch. Number of jars. It's really super small batch. We make enough of our limited seasonals first for our club. We have a club subscription that basically secures two jars per club member every season. We made a sauce club modeling after the wine clubs.
That's cool.
That was kind of our inspiration in how you can curate a box and have a very personalized experience with your local products and your local producers. But yeah, we basically do about enough for two jars of the special sauce per club member, and then any extra we bring to the farmer's market or we release online on our online store for a short period of time, and usually it's gone pretty quickly.
That's great. So you'll be at the Sebastopol market tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Tomorrow okay. We will be at the Sebastopol.
And you get your jar autographed.
Yeah.
Not bad. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with our special guests. We have the Nimble and Finners, and we have the Sweet Cheeks people, the Big Spoon Sauce Company folks also are with us, and that's Lanny and Nate, founders and owners of that, and Leandra and Jasmine from Nimble and Fins, and we're going to be tasting some of these ice cream sandwiches. We're going to start with the grilled cheese, and somehow we're going to fit it all in. I don't know how, but we will. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, 96.9 in Petaluma, and 94.5 in Sonoma at KSRO.com and on the KSRO app.
Agricultural Community Farmers Markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Saturday and Wednesday mornings, 8:30 to 1, the tradition continues at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. Coyote Family Farm is filled with luscious flower bouquets, veggies, and leafy greens. You have to try the strawberries. They're like little sugar bombs. Find them at Kim and Stony Point Farms booths. Planning a summer garden? Camacho Farm and Triple T Farm have lots of starts. Santa Rosa Seafood offers the freshest fish around Saturday and Wednesday, as well as specialty salads, cioppino, clam chowder, and local oysters from Marin. Jamaican Jerk has hot prepared Jamaican food for lunch or dinner. The Italian Corner offers items like cashew Alfredo sauce, chicken lemon ricotta ravioli, and Dungeness crab ravioli. Chavez Pizza makes everything from scratch and bakes your pizza to order in a wood-fired oven. Expanded curbside shopping service available.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PIPE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PIPE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PIPE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
At American Ag Credit, our real estate loans are tailored for farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Whether you're refinancing a mortgage, expanding your operation, or looking to make your land ownership dream a reality, we're here to support you with financing that works as hard as you do. We offer real estate financing with flexible terms and country home loans through programs like Rural First, with quick approval and unmatched service. For more information, visit agloan.com. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. And we have four wonderful guests visiting us today from Nimble and Finn's Handmade Ice Cream. We have sisters Leandra and Jasmine, co-churners. And we also have the folks from the Big Spoon Sauce Company from out in Occidental and Sebastopol, Lanny Chan and Nate Bender. And they've entered a very unique partnership, combining Chili Crisp with ice cream.
It's a why not? Push the boundaries.
Pushing the boundaries.
Have fun.
The packaging is beautiful. They come individually packaged.
Absolutely. They do, yeah.
And you have four flavors at this point. And the four flavors are?
We have a black sesame. We have an Aztec chocolate with a caramel. We also have a coriander with raspberry and creme brulee.
And they're available at both Guerneville and the Santa Rosa location.
They are, yeah.
So we just tried the grilled cheese sandwiches. Yeah. John, you had a great comment about the pickles.
No, just because it was always a favorite of mine. Judy Rogers, who is one of the great chefs in California, who passed away a long time ago, but she had, what she always served was a zucchini pickle, but it wasn't as bold as yours. but I really like it. I think zucchini makes a really wonderful pickle.
Yeah, so that sandwich is available in our Railroad Square location. It's our ice cream lounge. That one has 7 kinds of cheese that we make the special blend.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Don't ask us to list them.
I know, I can't remember them all. It's on Redbird local sourdough bakery. And then we have their chili crisp on there, and also a honey peach preserve that my sister made.
Mm. Yeah, some beautiful peaches from the local farmer.
So where are, can you give us the specific locations of?
Of course, our Railroad Square location is actually my favorite. It's a 123.
Favorite,
3,
don't play favorite.
Favorite address, how about that? 123 4th Street. It's,
it's in Railroad Square, downtown. Yeah.
And then our Guerneville location is in a beautiful historic bank building that's actually over 100 years old.
The Guerneville Bank Club, there, and that's right on Main Street in downtown Guerneville. Guerneville, you know, it's a small town.
Yes,
so if you head to Guerneville for a nice outing, you can't miss our shop.
Are all the recipes kept in the vault?
Absolutely.
Yep, that's where we keep the ice cream.
That and the gold bars. You know?
The gold bars?
I mean, you know. Goals.
And are you open 7 days a week?
We are indeed, yeah. We're open. We open at noon every day. We close at 9 most days, but on Friday and Saturday, we actually stay open until 10.
To get those late night treats.
Yeah, and in Santa Rosa, we also have ice cream cocktails. So if you're looking for a fun little outing, you can get a Prosecco float with strawberry sorbet from Farmer Lau's Strawberries, or a boozy milkshake with whiskey butterscotch ice cream, chocolate ice cream, death and taxes, all blended up and topped with marshmallow fluff that we make in-house and toasted off.
Yeah. I don't think I could.
Among others.
All that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
You have to come try it then.
That's true.
Wow. So do you offer cakes there also to
We do, yes. We rolled out ice cream cakes at our Santa Rosa location. I have aspirations to bring them to Guerneville, but logistics involved in that, but we have a variety of ice cream cakes available in 2 sizes. We have a traditional birthday cake, we have a creme brulee cake, we have, of course, lavender honeycomb, because that's the star of many people's birthday show.
You mean I could get my niece a lavender honeycomb birthday cake?
They're beautiful.
You would win. You need to order that ahead, I assume.
You do, but we actually also have some in the grab-and-go freezer, so there are often some in there.
Because procrastinators
deserve
ice cream, too.
Yeah. But those can be ordered on our website, nimbleandfins.com, with a pickup in Santa Rosa location.
So you have cakes, and you have pie?
We don't have pie anymore. At our Guerneville shop, when we first opened, it was with our wonderful partner, Trevor. But
I think
we
I had
pie.
Chili slice pies, of baking rhubarb company. Strawberry pie maybe out there one time.
Yeah, that maybe.
Yeah, he closed his business and moved out of town.
Oh.
But that was Chili Pie's Baking Company. So we come by Chili from the beginning. Yeah.
But we owe a lot to him. And,
but you have cookies, candy, and cake.
Yes, actually, our cookies, I should have brought you some of those too. They're not to be messed with. They're a brown butter chocolate chip cookie with a flaky Maldon sea salt on the top. And they're wonderful. I can't get
They really are good.
Well, you know where we live on Saturday. You can always swing on by.
And we're here from 11 to 12.
So do you have another Chili Crisp in the works that you can kind of talk about? Or Nathan's nodding his head.
Always. Right? The wheels are turning,
Well, I mean, we know what we're doing for our fall seasonal.
So you have not exhausted the world of Chili Crisp flavors? You scratched the surface, eh?
I mean, I think the Sweet Cheeks, the one we made for this collaboration, is definitely the biggest left turn we've taken in the world of Chili Crisp so far. But, yeah, I mean,
We have a few mainstays that we try to revisit every year when we can. And our fall seasonal, which we're just starting production for pretty soon here, is we call it Kraken sauce. You know, the mythical ocean creature, the Kraken, because it has a lot of nori in it.
What's
it's a seaweed-based sauce.
I thought you were talking about drugs.
I know. It's hard on radio. I can't spell it for you, unfortunately. But
release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken sauce, if that's more elaborative. So it has nori in it. That's the idea. It has a lot of seaweed, kombu and nori that we harvest ourselves from the Sonoma Coast. We have a couple favorite locations around Bodega Bay that we go and we harvest as much kombu and nori sea kelp that we can get, and we dehydrate it, we process it into powder, essentially we make it really fine, and we infuse it into the sauce.
So if somebody wants to buy some of these concoctions and ship them, you can do that.
So the seasonal ones, obviously they're very limited, and we only release a little bit of that online. But yeah, I mean, if you wanted to order any of our sauces and ship it anywhere in the country, we can do that. You know, we have about a 2 to 3 day turnaround time for that. But usually we have all our sauces in stock. Usually it just depends, you know, if it's been a busy week or not. And we try to do two different sizes. We do a 6 ounce size and then we do a 12 ounce size. We have a gifting size and a personal, size.
So what's your favorite use of the chili sauces?
Besides ice cream sandwiches.
Besides ice cream.
Besides ice cream. Well, so it depends. My personal favorite of our year-round sauces is the Dragon's Booty. It's the name of our spicy sauce. We call it Dragon's Booty for a number of reasons. If you've tried it, you might know. it's a habanero base, but it's got a little bit of Carolina Reaper. It's got a little bit of guajillo for sweetness. It's a big chili blend, but it's also kind of sweet. It has apple and orange. It's one of the only other sauces that we incorporate a fruit component to. So there's, you know, it's just hitting on all spectrums.
And what's the best use of it? Your best use?
One of my favorite uses of it is I like it on mac and cheese. I think it works really well on a grilled cheese sandwich. You know, in a tomka or a coconut soup, you know, something that has, you know, a little bit of fat to cut through. You know, it is, for me, one of the, for breakfast, lunch, dinner, like I would have it all day. Yeah.
Well, this is kismet that you came together.
Yeah.
It really is a beautiful partnership, culinary partnership. We'll take a break. We'll come back. And you have arranged a little gift pack for a lucky KSRO caller, which they can come to the radio station and pick up. And we'll tell you about the special gift pack when we come back. Don't call now until they have announced their lucky number. And we'll do that when we come back. Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KSRO Kitchen.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. Please join me weekday mornings from 9 till noon for the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If we don't talk about it, how are we going to fix it?
On Sonoma County's FM News Talk KSRO.
Join Chef John Ash, the two-time James Beard Award-winning cookbook author, teacher, and host of the Good Food Hour for an exclusive 2025 culinary cruise.
Set sail from Seattle and journey through breathtaking Alaskan scenery while learning new cooking techniques from Chef John Ash.
This exclusive cruise includes an intimate cooking class with Chef Ash himself, a welcome cocktail reception, and other special opportunities just for our group.
Imagine yourself cruising alongside glaciers, learning to prepare delectable dishes, and indulging in exquisite wine and food. Enjoy cruising on the ultra-premium cruise line Oceania aboard the Riviera. With just a 1,250 guest capacity, discover what small ship luxury truly means.
Want to learn more about the 2025 Culinary Cruise with Chef John Ash? Join us for a cruise mixer at Total Wines & More in Santa Rosa on Thursday, July 25th from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
That's July 25th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Total Wines & More in Santa Rosa. For more info or to contact TravelWise directly, go to this station's website and click on the cruise info.
Ungaro & Sons, your home team. Ungaro & Sons makes it easy to get the answers and pricing you need instantly. When it's time to replace your HVAC system or water heater, you can now get an instant online estimate. Go to ungaroandsons.com and tap the online estimate button. Answer a few quick and simple questions and you'll have an estimate right away. And now you can also order replacement filters for your HVAC system through the online store. Super easy. Ungaro & Sons is is the only home services company in Sonoma County offering instant online estimates and an online store to purchase replacement filters for your HVAC system. Ungaro & Sons is making it more convenient than ever to maintain a healthy and efficient home environment with instant on-screen estimates and online replacement filter ordering. Check out the new store now at ongaroandsons.com and experience the future of home comfort shopping. Ungaro & Sons, your home team.
Hi, I'm Sean Van Pakken, manager of the Montgomery Village branch of Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we know Sonoma County. We also know it's a tough housing market. If you're looking for a local mortgage expert, our in-house loan consultants are here to help. Swing by today and let's talk mortgages. Exchange Bank, where your home story begins. Learn more at exchangebank.com.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans subject to credit approval.
This is Jason Walsh with North Bay Biz Magazine. If you live or work in Sonoma County, you need our local takes on business, economy, wine, restaurants, real estate, and more. Get a year of North Bay Biz for only $35, or better, 2 years for $50, and we'll give you $100 at Splash Car Washes. See, we're already saving you money. We may not be the only must-read magazine in the North Bay, but it sure seems like it. Subscribe at northbaybiz.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Well, this has been the greatest show we've ever had in celebration of National Ice Cream Day, which is tomorrow. We have invited the Nimble and Finn's gals, Leandra and Jasmine, from Nimble and Finn's Ice Cream, locations in Guerneville and Santa Rosa, with and also got a chance to meet and talk with Lanny and Nate from Big Spoon Sauce Company, and they've done this wonderful partnership with these ice cream sandwiches. And you mentioned off air that they're gluten-free.
They are, yeah. We decided to do this collab with ice cream sandwiches of all gluten-free just so that everyone can try them. Mm-hmm. We know that that's something that often people who are sensitive to gluten miss out on, and so we decided just to knock it out of the park with this one.
And you have vegan flavored
ice cream? We do, yeah. We basically always have our coconut fudge, which I personally love as an affogato. But in the summer months, we have lots of sorbets coming through. We strawberry sorbet, lots of nectarines and peaches. And
what you just mentioned, peach melba.
There you go. Melba sorbet. Yeah. That was wonderful with a raspberry swirl.
Now, the moment that all our listeners have been waiting for, who's going to win the gift packs from both Big Spoon and Nimble and Finn? So have you... can you agree as sisters? Your favorite number?
That's one of the things we do best.
Yeah.
Your favorite number between 1 and 12?
Well, we're going to go with 4 because of our 123 4th Street address in Santa Rosa. Yeah.
So here it is. Caller number 4. Caller number 4 at 636-1350. Caller number 4, 636-1350 will win the gift back, including Big Spoon Sauce Company, plus a gift certificate to Nimble and Finn's, plus a package of honeycomb candy.
There you go. I'm glad it's a $25 gift certificate.
I love it. Thank you for that generous contribution to our listeners' welfare. It's wonderful. And I'm going to be in for a grilled cheese sandwich real soon. There's some really good grilled cheese.
Wait a minute. You can't eat that. That's mine.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's on this side of the microphone.
Yeah.
So we are so thrilled to be able to introduce you to our listeners.
Yeah.
This is really exciting.
We're so grateful to be here.
And thank if you're heading out to the river or you're out in Guerneville, Duncan's Mills, any of that, you have a location of Nimble and Finn's at the old bank building in downtown Guerneville.
Yeah, and the Guerneville Bank Club is also a collective, so there's the wine vault in there, and so you can pick up a nice bottle of something and a couple pints or a
Armstrong
scoop.
Armstrong Redwoods.
Yeah.
And if you're in downtown Santa Rosa on Old River Road Square,
that's right.
Stop by Nimble and Finn's.
Yeah, have a nice
and what's the address again?
1234th Street. The first time I saw it, I sort of knew. Like, yeah.
And do both locations serve the booze infused cocktail?
No, The second location. Yeah, we had our Guerneville shop, and I think maybe Jasmine and I had a bit of a seven-year itch for a little more creativity, and so we wanted to push the boundaries, as we like to do, and came up with ice cream cocktails and, of course, all kinds of gourmet grilled cheeses.
Well, I love this. West County girls make good. This is the name of the story. Mm-hmm. And thank you both. From Big Spoon, this is really an exciting sauce experience for us. And the collaboration with your Sweet Cheeks is just beautiful. So thanks again.
Thank you so much for having us.
John Ash, you and me coming in next week, of course. Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon will be here. They're the debut of Rocker Oyster Fellers in Bodega Bay. Brandon and his crew will be in the KSRO kitchen to share the first look at the menu and pretty exciting stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Stick around. Following news, Clark Wolf at the table. I'm Steve Garner. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we'll talk again next week.